Hello, this is Doug.
Hi, Doug. This is Amy calling from Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Hi, Amy. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Just wanted to thank you for helping us with that Reseda Enterprises or Shikrak deal. I know that's one of Ruben's deals, so I hope you don't mind him like calling you and you know working with
you. Oh no, not sure about him. Yeah, I've called him. I think almost as many times he's called me, so no worries.
Okay. Do you prefer like me being the point of contact though? Like, would you rather have you know our team you know channel our communication through one person? Does that make a difference for you?
No. Whatever is easier for you guys, I'm available for whoever. So yeah, no worries either way.
Okay. Awesome. And then I know yesterday, like Grant had emailed you and asked if Credibly has any kind of like rate sheet that kind of you know, just shows, like, you know, what the, maybe just, like, a guideline for, like, you know, what the rates would be at certain terms. Does it kind of work like that, or is all the underwriting manual?
No. I emailed, I don't know if I copied you in, but I think I did. I emailed Grant back and said, no, because it's all deal specific.
Okay.
There was really no way for us to come up with something that is like, oh, if he's a restaurant and he's got a 720 credit score, he's been in business for 5 years, what would his rate be? You know, but you could have bad business credit and blow that out, you know what I mean? So
sure. Okay.
So that, yeah, so I can't get anything. Unfortunately, the best thing I could do was give you that condensed underwriting guidelines and the BXL guidelines, which I know you already had the BXL, but the underwriting guidelines condensed you may have had. That just kind of helps you.
Okay.
If you're submitting a deal, you know what I mean, on our it's like too many NSFs and so on, but that's pretty much all I have.
Okay, that's helpful. One more question. I was looking at the underwriting guidelines that you have. So what's the difference between prohibited industries and then restricted industries? Is prohibited like no-go? Like if it's in this industry, it'll be completely declined?
Yes.
And is restricted
yes.
like limited to, you know, term
so
or a bone
yeah,
amount?
Yeah, exactly, both, yes. So it'll be a little bit smaller than, so let's say, for example, you have a prohibited is no-go.
Okay.
You have a restricted industry. You have a non-restricted. So there's no, it's called a high-risk tag. There's no high-risk tags on it. Let's say the offer, based on the bank statements, will be $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have one that's restricted for whatever reason. It is a contractor.
Sure.
Is the industry he's in. So that offer would probably be around 70% of our max offer, and
okay.
you're probably looking at a max term of 10 to 12 months.
All right, so you're saying restricted industries will probably be about 70%
of our max. Sometimes
okay.
they do have flexibility to bump those up, though, because, for example, one of our high-risk tags is the state. So let's say it's Texas, but the deal is clean as can be.
Yeah.
But it's got a high risk tag because it's in Texas, I may have flexibility to push that up if need be. So it just depends. But if
mm-hmm.
it's like a non-restricted everything and the max offer is 100, I give you 100, I can't go higher than that. That's pretty much great stone. But you wouldn't know that unless you called me and asked me. You know what I mean? There's nothing on our offers
yeah.
to show that we've reduced it or restricted it.
Okay. All right, so with the restricted industries, it's 70% of max offer. And did you say that there
yeah.
was like something else to make note of here?
Term is 10 to 12 months.
Okay, usually. Term.
It's a little bit less term.
Term. All right, and then for your guys' just, you know, normal, I guess it's not the BXL program, but the ACH
DRL.
Program. Yeah, DRL. Yeah, the DRL.
Yeah.
So the max term for that is 17 months?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So I've got like a gas station that I'm considering submitting to you guys. That's in the restricted industry. I'm fine to send that over. You guys will review it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Just wanted to make sure. And then one last thing. Ruben was kind of emailing yesterday. I was just trying to follow, but you know, with the OFI, you were able to renew
yes.
that on that deal for him.
Yeah.
And if I understand
that
correctly.
Was, yeah, I kind of, when I explained it, didn't realize he didn't, I don't know if he didn't understand it. Either I didn't explain it very well if he didn't get it. And what he did is he took it off, understood that he had reduced his commission, but he also reduced the factor, which is something we don't do to get rid of it. So, for example, on a 1.40 factor at 12% commission, you want to reduce, get rid of the origination fee and take your commission down to 9.5. The factor would still stay at 1.40. That's not affected. But when he did it on the offer calculator, it went back when he reduced his commission and thought, so I told him, you know, apologies, I didn't explain it correctly. So we honored it. And actually, I just got him 10% on that deal because we couldn't get 9.5 to work in our system. So I got his factor. I got him a 10% commission, and I waived his origination. And I got him 17 months, and I got him a week.
I know.
So that doesn't happen very often. I don't get one of them. So I have told him, but if you do see him, I know you'll see him saying, hey, Doug, bent over backwards on this one. But anyways, going forward, though, I have a little bit more flexibility with those origination fees now. So if you do want to waive them, it will probably split it with you no matter what the commission amount is. So just an FYI, going forward, again, we're getting a little bit more flexibility. We'll want to be more aggressive and not lose deals because of that. Mm-hmm. So instead of getting a 2.5% hit, even if you're at 12% commission, it may only be a 1.25% hit, and then we'll eat the other half just to get the deal.
All right.
Just
so
a mental note of that. It's
so
probably going to happen that way.
Okay. So if we are going to be waiving the OFI, is that something that I guess our funding department can mention to you when they're requesting docs, or do you want us to set a procedure for that so you guys know?
Just email me before. As soon as possible, if you want to waive it, just let me know so I can take care of it right up front. Not have to.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, I don't think I've got any other questions right now. I just want to kind of cover, you know, the stuff that I've been seeing from you guys over the past couple of days, and just thank you for, you know, working with Ruben on that deal. I know.
Oh, no problem.
I'm sure he's, you know, firing a million things at you, and that's kind of how he is with us, too. So thanks in advance.
No worries. I understand. So, hopefully we'll get this thing funded and everybody will be happy, and then we'll get
okay.
the role from there. All right,
yeah.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Doug.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.